Greetings again. Our inspiration for today is coming out of Matthew chapter 3, looking at the life of John the Baptist. I want this to be about the message of John the Baptist. Starting in chapter 3, verse 1, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." And then we drop down a little further, and we see that the Pharisees and Sadducees were coming to his baptism, and he said unto them, "O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." We'll stop there. He starts in, "Repent ye." And that's his message. The original word, the Greek word there for repent, is metanoia, which would mean change of mind. And the people came, and in verse 6, they were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. So these people, they were confessing their sins. And oftentimes, I think, whenever we think of confessing our sins, we look back and we name our sins one by one, and we confess and repent from them. And that's right. But there's more to it. There's another approach. Not that this one isn't right, but we need to go further. To confess our sin nature. Confess our bent towards sin. The way our flesh is in the sin business. And maybe we grew up in a place, in a setting where there's a lot of protection, there's a lot of shelter, there's a lot of teaching, and we never went out into the world and just all out sin like just all the great sins that are out there. We didn't get into those. And we look back, I remember stealing from my little sibling years back. And yeah, there's one time that I said a lie. And, you know, we come up with a couple of things that were sin, and we repent from those. But what I'm getting at is we also need to see how our sin nature is exceedingly sinful. And if we didn't get into great sin, praise God. But what about if we didn't have good godly parents that tried very hard to protect us and guide us the right way? What about if we didn't have schools that worked hard in guiding us the right way and steering us away from wrongdoing? What about the laws of the land if they weren't there? What if we didn't have all these protections and our flesh had free rein? My friend, we wouldn't be any better than the worst of sinners out there. Our flesh is of the same nature. Our hearts are bent towards sin also. And God looks at that too. He doesn't just look at what actually comes out on the outside, what we actually do. He also looks at our bent towards sin, our sin nature. And that's repulsive to him. We must, at some time in life, we must heed the call of John the Baptist to repent, to change our mind, to take on a new status, to choose. John the Baptist was about making choice, choosing which way we are going to go, making a clear choice, like Joshua of old. Choose you this day whom you will serve. That must be real in our life, where we don't just grow up in a religious setting and, yeah, we recognize that it's time to join this church, and we recognize that we have sin in our life and assume that baptism takes care of that, and then we go on with our life. We have to make a very clear choice to serve the Lord, to come away from what we once were and enter into a new life with the Lord Jesus. Make it clear. Make your choice clear. Let everybody that knows you know that you have made your choice clear, that you are serving the Lord Jesus. You are done with the old sin life. You are done with the world and its ways. That you belong to Jesus. He is your Lord. He is your Savior. He has changed your life. You're serious about it. And this is forever. You're not backing down. This is who you are. You have made that choice clear. There's such a blessing if we can do that. Let's consider the Pharisees and Sadducees, how they came to the baptism. And John called them a generation of vipers. That's the same as calling people children of snakes. That's what he was saying. They were not ready to make a clear choice. They thought they had it together pretty good. They thought they had to protect what was before them. They thought they had to try to be as close to their ancestors as they could. So they were always looking back. How can we get to how things were back then? They probably looked back to David and to Solomon, how great the kingdom of Israel was at that time. And they were always wishing to go back there, wishing times could be like that, thinking about the good old days. If we can just hold on tight and keep change from happening. They were against change. They were not for change. John was preaching a change of mind. They weren't for that. So why did they come to the baptism? It seems like, this is my opinion, but it seems like this new movement was happening, and they were cautious about it, and they didn't want to be left out. They thought they were the spiritual champions. Whatever was going on, they needed to be involved. They needed to be at the head. They needed to make sure that it was going back and not going forward into change. So it seems to me they just wanted to get involved to get control. There was no repentance. There was no change of mind. They were boasting to already be the children of Abraham. If we're a child of Abraham and we boast in that, well, we were that from the day we were born. We get born and we go through babyhood, into toddler and into childhood. After a while, we realize, oh, yes, I was born a child of Abraham. And we grow up with that thinking, and nothing wrong with that, but we have to be careful. If we are born in some type of setting that is similar to this, that we do not boast in that which was before us. Our boasting must simply be of the Lord. It can actually hinder us if we're born into a good pedigree, born into a good church setting. Maybe I shouldn't say it can hinder us. If we approach it in the wrong way, it can hinder us from making a clear choice, from making a change of mind, changing from what we were to what God would have us to be, putting behind us everything that's behind us, putting away ourselves and everything that we think, and simply looking to Jesus and letting him guide us into new paths, into new life. Well, God bless you. Hope you have a wonderful day. We'll look for you later. I pray that these are being a blessing. If you have any feedback to give us, we would love to hear from you. If you press 099, you can leave a message for us. Thank you.